Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Let's focus on Liverpool. Disturbing when you saw Adam Lallana the other day limp off in the England game. But then added to that, I'm reading about Philip Coutinho this morning and I'm thinking, I hate international breaks more than ever. Let's hope neither of them have got too much of a problem, Jay.
Well, yeah, you know, typical Liverpool to get an injury, isn't it, when the international breaks on. And obviously it's not good with Adam Lallana being, you know, he's a doubt for the game, isn't he? And then we all knew that anyway because, you know, people who watched the England game the other night. But then obviously Coutinho played two games for Brazil, didn't he, in South America. And then all of a sudden there was the pictures, didn't he, that came out last night about him being in the hospital going for a scan. And I've heard a few little rumours about it that he's fine, it was just a precautionary check-up. But obviously when you see pictures like that, you just don't know, do you? Because if he's gone for the scan, then, you know, you don't know what it's going to reveal. So just let's hope and pray that he's available for the game at the weekend, because to lose two of our key players wouldn't be great going into the Southampton game.
No, scans don't indicate a niggle, do they? They indicate something more. He played in a World Cup qualifier against Peru in Lima. Did he come off early in the game, or did you hear anything? Did he pick up a knock in the game?
No, I think he played 85 minutes of that game against Peru and there was no signs of any injury at all. So hope and pray that it isn't anything major, because, you know, for obvious reasons, he's one of our key players, isn't he? I've said it time and time again on this show that, you know, he's probably our most creative spark in the team. He's the one that everything goes through. He's the one that makes us tick. So if he's going to be out of the game, it's going to be a loss.
Yeah, certainly is. Look, Liverpool top of the pile as it heads back into the Premier League. And even if they are missing a couple, this is now when we've talked about that massive squad and how it comes into play even more. Would you expect Daniel Sturridge, given the fact that he didn't have any travelling to do, got a bit of match fitness in last week with England, would you expect him to start this game against Southampton?
Yeah, I do think he'll start the game. I mean, I think if, obviously with Lallana being out, I think Wijnaldum will probably come into the middle of the park. I think with Sturridge, it's more about if Coutinho makes it or not. But I suppose in a way, because of all the travelling that's been involved for Coutinho, there's a chance Sturridge might have started the game anyway. It just means when he does start, though, it's a little bit of a change in system, isn't it? They probably try to play the same way, but you haven't got the same type of work ethic up front as what you have when Firmino's up there. Alternatively, we could go two up top. I mean, you know, that has been done in the past, hasn't it? Like more of a diamond formation. But with Sturridge, it's not that I don't think he works hard enough. I just think Firmino gives you a little bit more, doesn't he, up top? In the sense of he works the centre-halves a little bit more, and, you know, he works the channels a little bit better as well. But, yeah, he's got to be in contention to start. And if Coutinho and Lallana are doubts, then it's probably going to be Wijnaldum and Sturridge who come in to start.
Right, we have got Mickey now. Morning to you, Mickey.
Morning, mate.
Let's talk Everton now. Of course, you're back to Premier League action, but if you pick up any paper today, there's a lot of PR profiling going on with Ronald Koeman, suspiciously enough, given some of his comments over the past week. There's some really good articles, to be fair. He's talking about himself and football and Barcelona, his wife as well, and the health problems she had, Ross Barkley. Just about every paper has got these. None are talking about Swansea at the weekend. It's almost like he's firefighting those comments that he's made over the past 7 days.
Well, yeah, you know, I think he came out in his presser yesterday, didn't he? And he sort of tried to clear up really what was said. And it's one of them again, Steve, isn't it? You know, where an international break sort of comes round and then, you know, you give interviews and, you know, obviously in different countries and that. And you know, sometimes people put two and two together and come up with five. And I think he's, you know, he's come out now and he said exactly, you know, what he was saying regarding Romelu Lukaku, saying that, you know, the lad is just absolute quality. And, you know, I think he was saying he was going to be linked with Man United, wasn't he? And he said, listen, if he, you know, if he wants to fulfil his potential, he needs to be sort of, you know, aiming for the likes of your Barcelonas and your Real Madrids. And that's right, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. As I say, I think at the moment he's definitely getting scrutinised, isn't he? And, you know, because at first when we come, we thought, oh, you know, he's an excellent player and that, but he's, you know, is he a little bit dull? But obviously he's not, you know, there's a lot more, you know, to Ronald Koeman than what meets the eye. And I think he's like a philosopher, isn't he, of football, and you can see that he studies it. I think he just, as I say, I think in hindsight, it's something that he probably should stay away from in the future. Whether he's in a different country, whether he's in this country, maybe he's been a little bit naive, you know, because obviously the way the press, you know, can put the spin, a bit of a spin on things. And as I say, hopefully in hindsight now, we'll that's something that he'll sort of stay away from.
I think he possibly realises he's gone too far. I think that was what yesterday was all about, despite the fact he probably doesn't regret it because Ronald Koeman is just himself, isn't it? He's a very honest man. But I think those around him have probably said, look, your comments have slightly gone past that point where fans want to hear truthfulness, but they don't want to hear that much.
Yeah, and I think it's obviously it's what it can be made into as well, because obviously, you know, we all know that the whole Dutch mentality is being brutally honest, isn't it? You know, we've gone from a manager that put all kinds of spin on things, and, you know, I think Evertonians longed for to sort of hear a little bit of sort of, you know, a truth and a manager to keep it real. Well, we've certainly got that. You know, we've got it with Ronald Koeman. As you say, I think people who are advising him, and I think anyone at the club now will say in future, listen, Ronald, you're just going to have to sort of stay away from him. Any questions like that, I think he's going to have someone with him and just say, as you said, you know, sort of stay away from it because it can be turned into something that it's not. And obviously, you know, football fans don't want to hear it. You know, that's the last thing Evertonians want to hear. So I think in future, as you say, it's something that he'll definitely stay away from.
I'll refer back to the brilliant article by David Prentice today in The Echo. And Jay, this will strike a chord with you. So Roy Hodgson was asked, of course, wasn't he? Do you remember this? When he was asked about the atmosphere at Anfield. Is there anywhere quite like Anfield for atmosphere? And his answer was, well, the San Siro and Old Trafford are excellent. There's something with honesty. There's a point with honesty, Jay, isn't there, where you think, what are you doing?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously with what Koeman said, he's not wrong, is he, in the sense of Lukaku is only a young lad, isn't he? And he scored a hell of a lot of goals, and maybe he should be playing in Europe. He should be in the Champions League with a bigger and better club than Everton. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's not really what you want your manager to be saying, is it? And, you know, in the past, we've suffered it, haven't we, with what you've just said there with Hodgson, when he said certain things. And I remember once, I think we beat Bolton away from home, and he called it a famous away victory or something. And it was just embarrassing. You know, you're playing Bolton, not Manchester United or someone. So, yeah, you know, it's probably been taken out of context as well, because didn't he say something about Liverpool have got a very good chance of winning the league? And I noticed this week in The Echo, a couple of the jury, the lads who write for Everton, the Everton fans in the jury, because I do it myself, and a few of the Evertonians, like, commented on it, saying it's not what you want to hear from your manager talking about your rivals, about maybe, you know, doing well in the league. And apparently he's came out now and said anyone but Liverpool to win the league. But again, that's another thing that he said that maybe a few of the fans have picked up on, and you just don't want to be hearing it, do you? You know, your manager talking about your players moving elsewhere or talking about your rivals.
Yeah, it's a bit too much, isn't it? A bit too raw. Right, let's look at the game this weekend. So Swansea 4 Everton, and Idrissa Gueye will be back. Is there a doubt over Gareth Barry, is that right?
He's suspended, Steve.
Oh, he's suspended, right.
Yeah, he's suspended.
Okay, so ideally you'd have both of them, wouldn't you?
You would, yeah. I think a bit of good news yesterday was that James McCarthy is back in training, and it looks like he's sort of good to go. So I've got a feeling, you know, that James McCarthy might sort of come in. There's also rumours of that young Tom Davis, because obviously after what happened at Chelsea, I think he might have a little bit of a sort of a little bit of a shuffle around. And young Tom Davis come on in that Chelsea game, and to be honest, he was only there 18 minutes in a little cameo performance, but he was certainly Everton's best player that day. So there's rumours that he might sort of bring young Tom Davis into the fray. But I think, you know, sort of getting back, you know, James McCarthy is absolute quality, and he can fill, you know, he can fill the void left by Gareth Barry. And as you say, Idrissa Gueye coming back in gives us that little bit of energy in midfield that we were missing, obviously, against Chelsea.
Yeah, you've got to feel Everton can do it against a struggling Swansea this weekend. Liverpool, will they still be top of the Premier League at 5 o'clock on Saturday, Jay?
Let's hope so. I mean, it's going to be tough, though, isn't it? Because, you know, we could have a couple of players missing, and Southampton's it's a bit of a tricky game, isn't it? They beat us last season. They've had a lot of change, haven't they? They've changed their manager. Obviously, Koeman's left. They've lost Mane. They've lost Pelé. But obviously, they've bought well in the summer as well, and they're still a good side. You know, they're definitely a top half of the table team, and a difficult place to go. But, you know, coming on the back of an international break, that's the annoying thing, isn't it? You know, it sort of like disrupts the tempo and the rhythm that Liverpool had going into the international break. And it's never easy, is it, straight after? Because, you know, you've got players who could be fatigued and obviously got injuries as well. But hopefully Liverpool will have a little bit too much for them, and we'll get the 3 points, Steve.
Jay and Mickey, have a fine weekend, lads.
Cheers, chaps.
Cheers, lads. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
on Radio City Talk.